Hey, Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners, you can find us every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 32. Today, we are doing the best schemes slash scams. We have the crew minus Coley and minus Tommy today. Coley out on paternity leave. Tommy is in Minnesota. Where is he?
Milwaukee.
Ooh. Basically the same thing. Wow. I guess. In their place, we have Big T for right now, and PFT is going to be joining us, I'd say, in like probably like halfway through the bracket or something like that. And Nick will also be here in a minute. But before we start, let's hear really quick from Roman. All right, let's talk about Roman. The folks over at Roman, which is an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman swipes, the secret to longer lasting sex. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require a prescription, which is really nice. Roman can ship you swipes in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of your packet, swipe them on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get $10 off when you choose a monthly plan. Thanks to Roman. All right. We have a very interesting first round matchup in that it's there are two that I don't know if any of you will know the second one. I know all of you know the first one. The first one is the 12 seed NFTs. NFTs are... they're looped into the DNA of this company at this point, so it's tough. It's weird to talk about, but NFTs are something where I feel like either you got it and you made money off of it, or like you were like, this is a scam, which it might not be, and just never even tried. But I think the only exposure recently I had to it was Seth Green bought one of those chimp things.
I saw
that. And someone stole it from him, and he had wanted to make a movie about it, so he had to try to convince the person that bought his stolen chimp to give him the chimp back so that he can make a movie with it. I don't know. It's really
that's,
fucking bizarre.
That's post-calculus to me.
It makes
that's
no nothing sense. To me. Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And that is going up against the number 5 seed, Dr. Love. Do you guys know who Dr. Love is?
It sounds very familiar. What is it?
Dr. Love is a teenager from Miami who...
Oh, wait.
the
Twitter doctor? His name is Dr. Love?
Oh, his name is Dr. Love. He was 18 years old. He opened up a health clinic didn't actually open up a health clinic. He opened up a clinic in Florida and scammed a bunch of old people into buying botanicals and shit like that off of him. And he, like, gave them full diagnoses and everything.
He's the champion.
He's awesome. He's so mm-hmm. good. He's incredible. So, first up, NFTs versus Dr. Love. Big T, you get to start.
NFTs at 12, got to be the most underseeded thing in here. That should be 2.
You'll just wait till you see the actual number 2.
Are we voting on the best, like the coolest, our favorite, or like the worst, like the one that sucks the most?
Bigger scam.
I guess the more bigger scam, I guess, is the idea here.
You've been on 90% of the episodes of The Bracket. It never matters, yeah, the
it
rules.
Does. It doesn't, but I still like to put some integrity into it.
Okay.
So this, I'm still not familiar with this Dr. Love guy.
He was 18 years old, and he just opened up like a fake health mm-hmm. clinic, and all these people in Florida would call him for house visits. He would go to their house, give them a diagnosis, which would be 90% wrong.
Is he like in jail?
No, he got like sued or something, and then he went back. He did it like 10 more times.
So he's 18, mm-hmm. so he wasn't even a...
He's a white boy from Alpharetta, Georgia.
He's just he's a high schooler with no degree of any sort, and just like he's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. Actually,
he's a meme now, right? Don't people use him as a meme?
Yeah,
and I never believed that he actually had patients, diagnosed people, made money.
Oh yeah, made a lot of money.
He had a practicing. He had an office.
He had no, just a phone number, and people would call him for house
calls.
Where
would they go? It
was house calls.
Consult.
He would go to their house. He would give them these fake diagnoses, get them to buy like herbal shit, and then he would like steal stuff from their house.
Do we have like any of the tweets?
I mean, we're diving into this, but I mean, millions of people were convinced to spend 5 figures on JPEGs.
Yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying. That guy, at least his scam was dependent upon other people believing it, which I guess NFTs are too. But if you buy one, that's your fault. I rejoice when people lose money on NFTs and cryptocurrency. It makes me happy. So for that reason, I'm going NFTs for sure.
It's one for NFTs, Nick.
There are so many NFTs out there, and like, it was like kind of embarrassing. Twitter has that thing now. If you have like an octagon profile picture, it means you own the image. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
So like people with NFTs now have like a different shaped profile picture, which is good. It's good to like, it's their scarlet letter. It's NFTs.
NFTs, another one. Jay.
I mean, if you have, if you're dependent on a doctor to make a house call in 2022, I mean,
this is like 2016, but yeah, same thing applies.
Same premise. I mean, that hasn't happened since what, like the mid 1800s.
I'm sure that there is doctors that do house calls, right?
Yeah,
there has to be. There's
yeah, can't get to. But now it's over like Zoom. It's like a teledoc.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Sure. I don't know. I'm so not into the NFT world, and I don't really understand it. Most of my knowledge from it, not even kidding, comes from just Tommy taking pictures, and it's like, this is an NFT.
And Ben, yeah. Buddha Ben buying them.
Yeah.
Buying every single one of them.
That's shut up, Buddha Ben. So I'll say Dr. Love.
One for Dr. Love, KB.
There was a teen boy convincing people that he was a practicing doctor with a PhD, with a doctorate. He was in his late 20s, and he was making money off of them.
I gotta look.
The power, it's way more impressive and difficult to pull off. I'm going with that.
I feel like being in Florida nullifies it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So this is Dr. Love for the.
Yeah, that's the picture that was used.
He's an icon.
Yeah, yeah.
Before, right?
As far as like the impressiveness of the scan, I'm going with him, but I feel like the NFTs will win.
He didn't even try to have a doctor's haircut. He has a mohawk.
Yeah, just straight up mohawk.
So I'm not making fun of him at all. That's awesome.
Too. It's really weird.
What happened to him?
So he didn't go to jail, but he, I believe, just got called out. He was like on the news and stuff, like teen accused of doctor speaks out. It's like, well, what do you have to say? Like, you're already labeled a teen who impersonated a doctor. But I think he got away with doing it more times too.
He got away with it because doctors just Google things like us.
He just moved away and like did it in a different town, and they're like, yeah, this guy rocks. All right, Owen, you get to break the tie.
I'm going to go with the teen doctor as well. Dr. Love. He got caught in a similar scheme. There's a guy on TikTok now who claims to like heal women with shower head massages on their hair.
Oh yeah.
And they just come over and pay him, and they get naked and he massages them.
Kind of fascinating.
Yes.
Okay, so Dr. Love's gonna move on.
Well, I want someone to break the tie.
Well, he did.
A fake tie.
I hope Deshaun Watson goes to that guy. Who wins that battle?
Movable four.
That was 2-2. Owen tied it. So, or broke the tie, rather. All right. So now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is your car's extended warranty. Car's extended warranty is like, I think, like, what, 5 years now of just everyone getting voicemails like, hey, you hear about your car's extended warranty? You're getting emails. You hear about your car's extended warranty? That one's been going for a while. And it must be successful if they keep doing it. So I only assume that whoever, I'm assuming it's like ClickFarms in Bangladesh, like there must be raking in the cash. That is going up against the 13 seed. And this is from Tommy Smokes in Absentina, the Tinder Swindler. The Tinder Swindler, that documentary tried so hard to make him look like an asshole, and it just made him look really cool. And yeah, he had so much sex and he flew all over the world and he ripped off dumb women. And I'm like, this guy is sick. Like, there's
I completely missed the Tinder Swindler.
It was like a very small.
I watched like the vegan one, which I think was the same vein.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just. But this was a lot of women.
Yes, a lot of women. He basically had a Ponzi scheme going where he would rip off one woman, use the money from that to then rip off another woman, and then so on and so forth.
It was real life Reality Kings.
Yeah.
Was he sleeping with them?
Yes.
Yes.
Fucking and acquiring.
Is he super hot?
No.
He's like
me.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Except he had like private jets and shit.
So he's a little bit super hot? Is that what you're saying?
He looks like me, is what I said. Okay. He kind of looks like me.
Okay.
And he completely got away with it, by the way.
Like, he's no repercussions?
No repercussions whatsoever. Like, I think he went to Israel and served like a month in prison, and he's like...
That sucks.
I don't know.
Okay. Dr. Love is in prison, too. He went to prison,
yeah.
It kind of waters
it down.
Waters
a little bit,
it down,
but
the
like
scam.
I feel like the scam of the Tinder Swindler is a little bit cooler in my mind, at least, than Dr. Love's. But
made a movie about him, so
yeah, I mean, they should make a movie about Dr. Love. Owen, you get to go first. The car extended warranty versus the Tinder Swindler.
I don't own a car, and I didn't see that show. But they made a show about it, so I'll go with that for sure.
does it have the edge there, KB? Again, hit me.
What is the scam that the warranty is doing? No one needs it.
You call it. No, like you call in and because they tell you that your car's extended warranty has expired. They don't know that.
Oh, these are actual scam artists.
It's like a phishing thing. Yeah. No.
They're probably.
I get called about it. I don't have a car, so like it's not a dealership.
Yeah, I'm going with the Tinder swindler. Yeah, it's one guy. It's one impressive. Dude. You got pussy and money.
A pussy and a lot of money. Like girls bankrupted themselves to give him money.
He's only weed away from the trifecta.
Yeah. All right. Your turn, Jay.
So the car extended warranty hits home a little bit because my car was recently repossessed. And I have started picking up all the fishy phone numbers that I don't know unless my phone identifies them as potential spam. So I actually was almost scammed about 2 weeks ago from picking up a phone call. And the company being like, or the dude being like, hey, or no, it was an automated thing, but it was like, hey, your electric bill, your electricity is going to get cut off in the next 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Unless you pay your overdue bill. This is like a week after I'd found out that I had set up the auto pay incorrectly for my minivan. It got repossessed. So I was like, oh, shit, I better press like whatever, 5. So I press 5 and it goes through to this human who seems very caught off guard by me reaching him. He's like, who is this? And I was like, I don't know. You guys called, like, you're the billing department, right? And he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, for whatever. And it was like a 4-letter electric company name. And I was like, okay, where are you guys based? And he was very flustered and then just hung up. And then I was like, shit, I think I almost got scammed.
Yeah. If I ever lose my job, I'm moving to Abuja and hiring a bunch of team to solely target your extended family.
Everything.
The whole scheme is
ruin the Che family. Yeah.
Just said 100 times a day, you're going to get something.
If that guy was even remotely prepared, you'd be
yes, like, 100%.
Ruins. You'd be coming to work with like wearing a barrel and like you'd have like a little stick with like the handkerchief on it. The
message was like wildly, it was like, we're going to shut off your electricity in 30 to 40
minutes. Then it's just like, you heard the 24 clock.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So for that reason, I'm going to go car extended warranty.
One for the warranty. Nick?
I don't have a car anymore. When I did, it was a Jeep Wrangler, and I was so excited to have it. And the day after I got it, an article came out that it's the number one car owned by gay men.
Really?
And I was so pissed off. Not that, like, because I'm not gay.
Obviously.
It's just, I was so proud. I thought I got it for, you know, for pussy. That's why anybody gets a Jeep Wrangler. I guess I was wrong. That has nothing to do with this. It's the Tinder swindler. He got a Netflix show. Which isn't that hard anymore because, like, I'm sure there will be an extended warranty show. Everybody's trying to pounce on a documentary.
No, that's fair. But his did have what a lot of Netflix shows don't get, which is at least a mini cultural moment for whatever that's worth.
When it comes to documentaries and miniseries, schemes are the new murders.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Big T, what would you have picked?
I would have gone car warranty. How many people did the Tinder swindler swindle? 10?
I think some 10 women, but he scanned them.
What about
like
the amount of money?
Grand.
Oh, it was only 10.
Per woman.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Straight on stupid people.
You put them into like enormous amounts of debt.
Yes.
Like,
and that was their fault.
High five figures.
Well, yes.
So he scammed 10 people. They've gotten Lord knows how many with the extended warranty.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So you're going to go, you would have went with the warranty?
Yeah, I would have.
I don't know, but this guy.
But it's one person versus
you're going
to all fouls a whole team.
Well, he was one-on-one at a time.
Yeah.
He was never over.
Who is the warranty people facing? They're not facing more than one at a time.
Do you think you could call an elderly person and scam them? For sure.
Yeah,
like, do you think you could do what he did?
No.
Scam hot women out of money.
While crushing puss.
Yes.
Whilst.
Yeah. Whilst.
I don't know.
It's tough, isn't it? I mean, it's
actually, no, let's put it to the test. Big T, we're going to do a separate video of you doing both these things.
I don't know. I'm not saying what he did was easy.
One is a bigger scam in your opinion.
One's a bigger scam.
Yeah, I get it.
It purely comes down to the numbers for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, next up, we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is just a blanket taxes. United States tax system. This is actually added
to your submission, Big T.
Underseeded. See, I said that NFT should be 2. Taxes should be 1.
Yeah.
Taxes. You don't get to choose where they go, obviously. So, like, your paycheck is light because the government spends $2 trillion making planes that don't work. Like, it's stuff like that. Very frustrating. Getting your, I think the first time, and I'm sure all of us had the same experience, your first paycheck.
Oh, yeah. It was
devastating.
First, like, 100.
Yes.
Just threw me off guard.
It's absolutely devastating. And that is going up against another U.S. titan in the U.S. healthcare system. U.S. healthcare system, just a devastatingly dumb scam that no other first world country has to deal with for whatever reason. Big T, you get to go first. Taxes or the U.S. healthcare system?
So 3 or 4 months ago, I wouldn't have even needed to hear number 9. However, I did recently have a wisdom extracted. Ooh. And these sons of bitches not only charged me for whatever the tooth cost, which was an astronomical amount, but that's fine. That's what it cost to do it. They charged me, I think, $100 for the consultation, which lasted all of 5 seconds. The guy came in and said, yep, that tooth needs to come out, which I already knew because I'd been to a dentist before that. And that really sent me in a tailspin as far as the health.
Pre-surgery?
Huh?
So you're going down for anesthetics while you're in a tailspin?
Yeah.
Oh, I was awake. I didn't.
Okay.
But taxes. Let me tell you about taxes. Taxes at their core is the theft of your labor. That is the most inherent,
that's slavery,
intrinsic thing that you have. It's one of the very few things you can actually own, your own labor. And the government says, you know what? That's ours. We own that. So you just have to give that to us. I find that disgusting and reprehensible. And for that reason, it's the biggest scam going in history.
Comrade T.
Recorded history.
He doesn't have headphones on. You can say whatever you want.
Anything you want, Gooch.
Called you a comrade.
Yeah. Although I guess it would be the antithesis of a comrade.
Yeah.
No, it's comrades actually want more the taxes. Precise inverse of that.
He's basically, that's more libertarian T, if anything. All right, Nick. Taxes, healthcare. Spending $8,000 for an ambulance trip.
The thing is, like, if you could choose where your taxes went, like, the arts department in elementary schools would be $1 billion industry. So what? How, they'd get like the best fucking popsicle sticks.
Oh yeah.
For some reason, all is forgiven when I get my tax return. I'm amped up and I'm just like, fuck yeah. I think it's like a gift.
A treat.
Yeah. Like,
actually, doing taxes is another, like, that even adds more onto how much I hate taxes.
Yeah. And it's always like shocking when you're in a different state and you see like different, or like when you're somewhere that doesn't have like an alcohol tax or a food tax, you're like pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm.
Wait until you find out about the state that don't have income tax.
Oh yeah.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Florida.
You move to Florida, you get a 30% raise.
Mm-hmm. You get discounts at all like the parks.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, I pay a high tax to live in New York, but that's the price I pay to only step in human feces every other step. So it's not that bad. On the other hand, healthcare, like, isn't there like a skin to skin charge for like a woman holding her baby for the first time?
Yeah.
It's like $700. It's called like a skin to skin fee, which is, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's insane. I'm going to go healthcare as a scam.
One for healthcare. Che, I'm very interested to see where you fall on this.
With the skin to skin thing, the one thing I will say to defend that is that there probably has to be like a nurse or something in the room to watch you.
I think $700 an hour.
You don't think it's overpriced?
Certainly.
They're charging a mom to hold her baby.
Sure, but with taxes and doing your taxes, if you send in your taxes and they're wrong, you'll get fined for that. So they already know the answer. You just have to go through this elaborate cycle and process of filling out the taxes, doing the math yourself, sending it in, sometimes paying, sometimes getting back money, figuring out the correct deductions. But if you're wrong,
you get taxed.
Technically,
more.
You can go to jail.
Yeah,
that's a really great point.
Yeah.
So the whole scheme of taxes is horrendous. I'm with T. Taxes.
Another one for taxes, KB.
I think taxes are so ingrained in our life, but the healthcare, like paying to die, is
paying to
insane.
Die.
Or, I think one is. I think that one frustrates me more
than paying to live.
I've accepted taxes.
Yeah, I guess
that's the problem. That's the biggest problem we've.
You're not.
Oh, yeah. This country.
Yeah, we've kind of just accepted them.
Yeah, but healthcare's on the other side of it, where it's like when you get an obscene healthcare bill, you're so more mad than any tax thing in your entire life. I think
you're right. It's taxes, but Sheesh.
It's a tough one, Owen.
Yeah, I think it's taxes for what we're saying. It's so ingrained. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't even notice how egregious it is at this point. Whereas healthcare, it's, I don't know, could maybe get better. I feel like taxes, we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I feel like that is kind of like a sign of how efficient of a scam taxes are, that like, bro, it's like, yeah, we have to pay this much for out of our, every one of our paychecks. That is kind of insane to think about.
I mean, a very good career is like being a CPA, and they're taxi, like that's how they make that. They make like six figures.
Yeah.
And they're based off of doing your taxes for you. That's like their bread and butter.
I do TurboTax, not to give them a free ad, and I fuck it up almost every time.
They have some awful employees.
Yeah.
They're in their house. Their kids are screaming, and they have they don't know what they're doing.
I always do the pro package. Where
TurboTax
it's
like, is you do it yourself.
Yeah, but they have like
people that help.
You can like chat with, and they're worst.
And they're like under much pressure.
The worst.
I'd argue H&R Block is worst because it's my favorite hot dog place, Louis Hot Dogs, closed down, became an H&R Block. All your favorite things closed to become an H&R Block.
The local Checkers turned into it.
Everything's an H&R Block.
It's the Spirit Halloween of other things.
I always thought it was like an old people.
I'm going to start just using that one. It's the blank of other things that aren't that.
It's a metaphor loophole.
All right, on the top of this bracket, we have the number one seed. The number one seed, I think, is extremely obvious. As far as like, anytime you think of scam, there is one scam that pops out. Well, you're right about that, but Nigerian prince scheme, I think, is like the biggest scheme, or at least the like. It's not as long running as the pyramid scheme, but I would say, but like the Nigerian prince one, I think, is the one that's the funniest and also one weirdly very efficient. And that is going up against our Chain game. Our Chain game includes Chase Picks. But also other ones. Our Cheyenne options are the Tampa 2 defense. It's a
form of the cover 2, but it just the middle linebacker drops deeper, covering up one of the holes of the cover 2. So
who's the victim of the scam?
The scheme. So it's scheme or scheme.
Okay.
Then you have Syracuse's 2-3 zone.
Yep.
Good one. Mike D'Antoni's 7 seconds or less offense.
Revolutionary.
Was very awesome.
So the Bucks are historically bad. Syracuse is historically bad. Are you saying they're good or bad?
Syracuse basketball is historically good.
Oh, you're talking about the basketball?
Yeah, yeah. They're 2-3 zone on
basketball. That's basketball.
Yeah. You got to think about it for a minute. Yeah, 2-3. Okay, and that's next up. I didn't know this one. I didn't even bother looking up because I wanted to hear you explain it. The Gardner Museum theft.
Yeah. There's also a Netflix movie about that. There was a museum in Boston that had like hundreds of millions of dollars of art, and then some it was not very well guarded, and a bunch of people just went in and stole it, and a bunch of the pieces are missing to this day.
Is art on this list?
Art should be.
Art is the definition of a scam.
I considered adding like Banksy on in general, or like performance type art where it's like the banana duct tape to the wall.
I agree.
Well, isn't art just like a tax loophole, or is it a
Yeah.
It circles back.
Yeah.
Next is, do you want to explain Taylor Hogarth?
Sure. Taylor Hogarth, a guy I went to middle school, high school with.
Well, yeah. You said sure to explain that? Oh, I guess.
Yeah, well, of course I'll explain my answer. So, and this was, I guess, a scam. He was blatantly cheating on an exam, and the teacher called him out for it. And he held up the person's test that he was cheating off of, and then his test. And he was like, tell me where the differences are. And Taylor ripped his piece of paper out of the teacher's hand, crumpled it up, and put it in his mouth. An iconic move.
But that she already...
Wait, what?
Did he still get in trouble?
What did he...
Teacher had nothing to do. All the evidence was gone.
I don't think teachers need evidence.
Yeah,
I know, but it's fine.
Bring it to court,
lady. It was awesome. He got kicked out of the class.
Yeah.
So what did he achieve?
He got kicked out of class that day. He was back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? It was awesome.
It makes more sense when it's...
Were you in the class when he did it, or was it like a word of mouth?
No, I was in the class.
What was your reaction?
I think I laughed really loud, and I might have stood up and clapped.
Of course.
Yeah. That makes sense. After that, I don't know if this is a scheme or a scam.
Did people ever cheat off of you?
I look smart, but I didn't have any grades.
That's a scam.
Adding that one to the tally.
of glasses.
Yeah, I'll add smart appearing people who sit next to you in classes scam at the top scams.
I would be so pissed at you if you wore glasses and sat next to me and I got like a C on a test.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to get this B minus.
Are you pointing to your penis?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And I would have taken a B minus.
Yeah. Did you point to your dick when you said that?
Same thing.
All right, so this one, I don't know if it's a scheme or a scam, but the Manti Te'o girlfriend thing.
Oh.
Like,
that, he knew.
Yeah, he knew, but like...
It's neither of those things, but it deserves some type of recognition.
Yeah, I guess I feel like it should have been on here for whatever reason. Like, it's not like anyone lost money on this or whatever, but like, people were fooled. People were certainly fooled by this scenario.
So yeah, let's count it.
Next up is just fortune tellers slash psychics in general. Mm. So like the N-words, what are the kind of things?
What? N-word? What did you say?
Edwards.
Oh.
I think his name was... Edwards.
Maybe that told on us three more than him.
Yeah, it did.
Definitely.
That's all we hear in our...
What?
I don't know what this one is, but when I tweeted it, everyone replied to this. Verve energy drinks.
Yes, yes. I had two roommates. Yes,
all college kids.
It was a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme that sold energy drinks.
Healthy energy drinks.
Okay.
But, like the starter kit was like $400. You sold like everything in your starter kit. You made $500, and then it was really about getting other people to sell.
Yeah. After that is the gift card scammer that specifically got Trista. Which was very funny. The compliments of the season person.
Yeah.
A little too inside Barstool for probably to make the bracket, but still. This is one that I added late, which I think it bothers me more than almost any other scam, which is chip bags being mostly air. Like, a chip bag being like 1/8 the amount, the bag full. Fresh. I know it's like the nitrogen or whatever that's supposed to keep it fresh.
That's something you can tell before opening.
Yes.
Kind of.
But the thing is, when they fill them up, it is full, and then they settle.
Hmm. I think it's because of the stuff in the air that they put in it to keep it fresh, no?
I thought it was they just went, like, they filled it. It was to the brim.
They decompressed.
And then it just kind of, they settled down to the bottom.
Either way.
Gravity thing.
I don't like it. This one is from PFT. Horny singles in your area, which is, that is a huge scam in its own right. So,
It's
actually not. You're just a fucking loser. Yeah, you can't get them.
Yeah, no, that's
there's
also true.
Horny singles in every area.
I guess maybe horny MILFs in your area? That's probably horny MILFs.
Yes,
there's horny
more.
Everybody everywhere.
That's probably true.
In this right. very... Look to your left and look to your right. One of them is incredibly fucking horny.
You get to go first in our pick our chain contestant, Owen. I'll give you...
He winked at me.
Was the camera on him for that?
That
was
damn.
A fast wink.
You get to pick first, Owen. Tampa 2, defense. Syracuse's 2-3 zone. D'Antoni, 7 seconds or less offense. The Gardner Museum theft. Taylor Hogarth.
Hogarth.
Yeah.
Manti Te'o girlfriend. Fortune tellers. Verve energy drinks. Gift card scammers. Chip bags. And horny singles.
Hogarth. Everybody remembers where they were.
KB?
I think the gift cards, that is a top scam. I think Walmarts around the country and world are putting up signs by the gift card area to be like, don't fall for the scam if someone emailed you.
Yeah.
It's getting so many people, but it's Hogarth.
Yeah. I just for it to be Hogarth. Jay?
Taylor Hogarth, buddy of mine growing up. Took me to my first Knicks game, actually. Good guy. But, I mean, the Tampa 2 scheme won a Super Bowl.
You mean he took you?
I mean, him and his dad, really.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he invited me. Knicks Heat, 1997. Tampa 2 defense is just, it's perfect. If you have good edge rushers, it really gives the quarterback very little room to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. There's two honey holes, but those can be covered up pretty well. Edge rushers are key. Tampa 2.
What is its success rate?
It depends on the personnel. Like, you need the right guys. But if you have two good edge rushers, then it's an absolutely perfect scheme.
If you have two good edge rushers, aren't most defenses pretty effective?
Yeah, but I would say that is the most dependent on them. And it is the most – you have to be extremely precise, and you have very select windows to get the balls where you want them to go. And even so, there's a
– So you just need to have the best players on the defense.
Not always.
That's like it helps.
No, you can have athletically limited like corners like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the Tampa 2.
The most important position player should be the best in the league.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Don's not the best in the league.
Nick?
So your friend, Taylor.
Yes.
Sure, he's great. He got caught immediately, and it didn't work.
It did not work.
And did he fail the test?
I don't know.
He just ended up eating a piece of paper
for no reason.
Yeah, this dude munched down a Scantron.
It was a full printer piece of paper.
What?
A full printer piece of paper.
So he
ingested
paper.
He ate a piece of paper really fast.
Didn't pass the test.
Didn't have a test to turn in.
Thing up, chewed it. Just
mm-hmm. And the same exact thing happened as if he would have gotten caught, but he just had a piece of paper in his tummy. That's his scam?
Arguably, yes.
That's why I voted for him.
It's just literally.
I mean, the dude's a legend.
It was an iconic moment.
Yes, I think Hogarth is going through. Big T, you would have voted for...
No, I'm not fucking voting for that. It's
what?
I think it's horny singles.
Horny singles?
Just because it's true, they're not lying to you.
But they're not looking for you.
You don't... Has anybody gone down the rabbit hole?
I don't think so.
I don't think
I've ever actually clicked on one.
I think right
so many people.
You have to appreciate that, like, you don't know anybody that's fallen for that. Yet it's longevity. It's been around.
That's why you know people are.
It's pre-Hogarth.
Continuously following for it.
Yeah.
So that would have been one for horny singles. Big T.
I would have gone Manti Te'o just because I hate him and I appreciated that being brought up.
I would go with him if you want to.
It is shocking.
It is one of the most absurd things ever.
Being one of the dumbest people to ever live. Or just.
He knew.
If he knew, then he was like. You think he knew he had a fake girlfriend who was a dude and was telling people, like, oh, my girlfriend's so great? If you have a fake girlfriend who's a dude, why would you just not mention it?
I think he's closeted.
That's potentially true.
But then, again, why would you just not mention it at all?
He wanted people to think he had a female girlfriend. Yeah. I don't know. It is absurd.
The whole thing is so absurd.
It is so absurd.
Have one at all. Instead of saying you had one that was fake.
It was such a common
place. Either way.
Let's collab on a vote for him.
I would too, because it was so talked about, it kind of like made it less of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of it was just a butt of a joke. It's absurd.
It is absurd.
There was a situation where she died, right?
Of cancer.
Tragically.
Then they had like a home game and like everyone had roses and stuff like that.
He said he was like going to the hospital to visit her and all that.
Yeah. It was.
But then it came out that she was real, but he like never saw her. Was it?
No,
she was not real.
Right? No, but like she wasn't real. It was a dude running it.
It was a dude.
I thought he made it up completely.
It was not even a dude.
Don't you remember that they had the guy on 60 Minutes, like doing the voice and behind like a curtain, and he was like a black silhouette, and they were like coming up next on 60 Minutes, the man behind Lene Kakua.
I don't remember that.
He was like, "Hey, Manti."
That also significantly hurt his draft value too.
Big T does the best Kakua in the office.
All right, so
Connor, get over here. Come to your Kakua.
So you get to vote first, Big T. The Nigerian prince scam versus Manti Te'o's girlfriend scandal.
I'm gonna go Manti again. Am I?
Nigerian prince is like a legendary.
Did Manti Te'o immediately follow up Coney?
It was definitely around the same time, right?
We were kind of desensitized to that, so we didn't really...
I think it would have, because that Notre Dame season was 2012.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2013. So, like, that had to be the same time.
When they got murdered by Alabama.
That was the same year that some of the population thought the world was going to end.
Wow.
People went to bed.
2012 should be on here.
Just the actual 2012.
The amount of money people spent on
being a sentient being in the year of 2012.
All time Cusack though.
December 21st.
Very good, terrible movie.
Yes.
A John.
Oh.
Roland Emmerich.
I thought you were talking Joan, School of Rock.
I'm not even kidding. I got a fortune cookie in a Chinese takeout like the day before that was like something to the lines of like, this is the end or something like that.
In a fortune cookie?
You're going to die.
I don't think I've ever gotten a negative fortune from a fortune cookie.
It was ominous.
That's kind of fucked up. So you're going to vote for Manti?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go Manti.
Fortune cookies are a scam too. Here's a free dessert that's bad.
It's so bad.
Oh, I like,
them. Whoa.
You do? Yeah.
I do.
They're good.
Compared to like a communion wafer? Or like a chocolate bar.
It's like a sugary, creamy wafer.
They're not like a candy.
It's like the Christmas snowflakes.
But it's like a nice like thing to end your...
Not everything needs to be compared. It's something nice that I eat only when I have Chinese food and I appreciate the taste of it.
That's a huge flaw of mine. I compare everything.
Yeah, I compare everything. Yeah. It's not as good as chocolate cake, so I hate it.
So you fucking hate it.
Your ideal sesame chicken meal ends with a chocolate cake.
This was actually eye-opening.
All right, so Nick... Nigerian prince or Manti Te'o, his fake girlfriend.
I mean, how? He's married with like a child now, isn't he? He's like living a normal life.
Yeah, fairly certain.
How do you
like come to terms with that later?
How
in
do
your
people
life?
Just like?
Yeah, maybe the biggest scam is the person he convinced to remarry.
Yeah. How do people like
just let that go?
I would rather, as a kid, like grow up and eventually Wikipedia my famous dad and find out they murdered someone than what I meant.
Yeah, me too.
Did.
Yes,
like
murder is cool.
Yes,
he was a charger for a little bit, right?
He was a charger for like 3-4 years. Yeah, his career.
How, like, the guys in the locker room, you can't.
How do you
respect?
No, absolutely not.
And the thing is, like, he could have had any girl at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he chose a dude. you know, if you're getting down to brass tacks here.
Dude pretending to be an online woman.
Nigeria hasn't been a monarchy since the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no such thing as a Nigerian prince.
That's what almost makes it better. The fact that
it makes it way better.
Yeah.
I got to go Manti. Like, I haven't. It's been so regular to me. Kind of like Manti's kind of like taxes. It's been like so regular that I think it's glossed over the absurdity.
All right, Che.
I feel like the Nigerian prince. Because I don't know. I maybe I'm just like not the target demographic, but I don't think I've ever seen one of those emails. Manti Te'o, obviously very familiar with, so I'm going to go with Manti Te'o.
That's 3 for Manti Te'o. Manti's
have you ever gotten the emails, I'm sorry to interrupt, that are like, hey, I hacked your webcam and I saw you beating off? I've
gotten a few of those recently.
Really?
In a comeback.
They do, yeah. Like I remember ones. They got me on my PSP.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I broke the PSP.
Does it even have a webcam?
Yes, I broke the
PSP. It was
PSP.
Like Office Space. You went out to your backyard. And
yeah, I just broke it.
Fantastic machine, by the way, the PSP.
I love the PSP.
I just used it for porn.
Really?
Me too.
But I never had the micro SD, so I could only load pictures half at a time.
I had a PSP.
So it was either Ashley Tisdale's fake tits or fake pussy.
I picked it up one day. My brother would use it all the time, and I went to the Google something. I saw his Google search history.
Oh no!
And it was like he was only 12 or something at the time. It was just like Big Bob, big Bob, big schoolgirl Bob. And I'm like, schoolgirl, like, you're 12 years old. How are you advancing to this already? But
I was looking up Big Bob Pataki, the beeper.
Yeah. Obviously.
That would have been my defense.
Wait, can we put out a t-shirt with just like two Bob heads on a chest of a woman? Send Bobs.
Oh my God.
A Bob Pataki bikini would actually, Bob Pataki bikini would be kind of sick.
Yeah.
KB, what would you have taken? Manti versus the Nigerian
prince. I think like the Nigerian prince scams work at the same rate as like a vending machine falling over and killing someone.
I think that's like I think that's one for one correlating.
What?
It happens like twice a year
in the U.S.
I think your hand gets stuck underneath when you try to pull it out.
It happens twice a year.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
It's not even like are they heavy enough to like crush you?
Yes.
Yeah.
If they you're topple. In that type of position, yeah.
I guess, yeah, if you're like stuck up in that position, that makes sense. All right.
But I want Manti to.
Manti.
This needs more it needs to be reintroduced to the population.
My grandma got one recently, a phone call, and it was
they're going to say fake
some
girlfriend.
Some guy. He was like, hey, it's your grandson. I'm in jail. I need money for bail. And she immediately assumed it was my cousin Johnny. Which was awesome. It like put a rift in the family. She was like, oh my God, Johnny's in jail. And it was just like,
oh no.
Yeah, it broke apart the family.
Had to have been Johnny.
That's pretty efficient for a scam, too. And
I think that's the new. I don't think Nigerian Prince is. It's a forefather of scams.
Yeah.
I don't think it's around anymore.
Protogenitor of like 2000 scams. If
yeah.
That makes sense. Because that's like one of the first ones to truly use internet, I feel like. So like that. It kind of gives it like a legendary status. Either way, Manti is going to move on. Before we get to the second half of our bracket, let's hear really quick from 3Chi.
All right, let's talk about 3Chi. We talk about it all the time. You get to skip the dispensary and get THC delivered directly to your door. 3Chi's Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and a more functional alternative to marijuana. It must be 21 years old to purchase because it's not just regular like CBD. It's a psychoactive and it really gives you that nice like body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. If you visit 3chi.com, that's the number 3chi.com, and use promo code STOOL5, you get 5% off and a free Canafan flag sticker. This sale is exclusive to Barstool listeners. And they also have a variety of different edibles, vapes, drink enhancers, tinctures, and more. I always mention this every time I do a 3G ad. Their edibles are awesome. Try the Rice Krispies one. It's the best one. So, again, get 5% off all products at 3G.com plus a free can of Fan Flag sticker with code STOOL5.
All right. Thanks to 3G. Next up, we have the 11 seed, and I forget who added this. I think someone might have just tweeted it to me. The funeral business. The funeral business is a massive, massive scam where you have to pay someone, like, on the low end of things, like $10,000 for a box to put a body in or no body in. And then that's not even counting how much you have to pay for a funeral home and like all that shit as well. That is going up against the number six seed. This is from PFT. Having to work until you die.
Oh, yeah.
Which is obviously a massive, massive scam. So, Owen, you get to go first.
Yeah, I think the funerals, I mean, we enable the scam. Like, you don't have to do it because the person is dead. So you could not do it.
It almost makes it a better scam, though, the fact that people still do it anyway.
Yeah, I guess. I'll go with having to work until you die.
Having to work until you die, KB.
Listen, we're the best we've ever been on that accord.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go with working till you die?
No, I think, what is the other one?
the funeral business in general.
What is the alternative if you don't want a traditional funeral or a casket?
Yeah, do you get like a state ordered casket?
Like the homeless, do they send them to like an island, right?
They just cremate them and dump their ashes somewhere.
It's just like morally wrong to do that to a loved one?
I don't think so.
No, well,
I think
people are obliged willingly
too.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. People are doing it willingly, but that is what.
Yeah, we shouldn't have like 66-year-olds doing like manual labor.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So the workforce.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, so working till you die. Another vote, Che.
Do you get charged for cremating yes. people? I assume, but it's probably not excessive. Like, I feel like coffins, like at least, like some of them are probably pretty nice.
No, they
are. Oh, they all are. The cheapest coffin's like $10,000.
Yeah, they're incredibly expensive.
Cremation's not cheap though either. It takes like hours.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah it takes a long time to like fully disintegrate all the bones and shit.
How long would it take you?
You ever heard of a twice baked potato?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to bake a human body like 15
times.
Shit.
A lot of incinerator fees, funeral home fees, coffin fee, headstone fee, like all of it, and all of them are exorbitantly.
I'm sure urns aren't cheap.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Though that's probably the cheapest end of the entire shebang is the urn.
Mm. I feel like every town has a funeral home. I kind of like the Undertaker and Paul Bearer as characters.
Yeah,
it's true.
So I think working until you die, that sucks. Like, I mean, save a little bit of money sometime. Like, put a little bit aside, budget responsibly. Work until you die.
Yep, work till you die, Nick.
Have you ever met a mortician?
No, I never
once.
Not
once.
Too normal. Every normal mortician guys. I've met, one's a girl.
How many morticians have you met?
I've met three morticians.
Three?
That's weird.
Good sample size.
That's too many.
Well, the Altmaiers, the Kepners.
Oh, yeah. Which one in the family does that role?
The patriarch.
Two of the most normal families I've ever met.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend who was an anatomy associate professor at a prominent West Virginia school, and I went there to visit him. And he like goes into this room. And he's like, "Hey, come in here." And I came in there, and he was waving at me with a cadaver's hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
way too normal around that shit. Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't say it. There are at most being liberal two prominent West Virginia schools.
I'm not doing it to protect the university versus the individual.
It was Marshall.
It was Marshall.
Okay.
And it was just like this body in like the cadavers. If you've ever seen one, it is absolutely disgusting to look at in person. It's a skinned human. Absolutely vile.
Yeah, but yeah,
it's all gray and shit. It smells like shit.
What is this up against?
It's the funeral business versus working till you die.
I remember I graduated college. I went to work, like, you know, post college. My first day, I came home. I was still living at home, and my dad was like, "Hey, only 60 more years," and that like that destroyed me. It was just, I mean, yeah, every day's been the same for 9 years. And I'm not even a sliver of the way through. Unless I die.
You haven't put a dent in it.
Unless I fucking die. The funeral business, it's sad. And it's like these families that are grieving and then you're charging them so much money. But are there laws in place? Could I bury somebody in my backyard?
I feel like, yeah, like, you probably can't.
Like, I feel like farms, like, the, you know, the wives are always buried under the fucking oak tree.
I think for health reasons, you can't.
Right. So you're almost forced to do this.
Yes.
And you feel guilt for the person, even though they're dead, of, like, skimping out on a coffin.
Yeah, and then I think you were saying this before. They're like used car salesmen, the coffin salesmen.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
this bad boy right here.
Really hated this guy. Like, you can get this very cheap model, but you get the deluxe. For this thing you're going to bury in the ground and never look at again for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think it's the funeral business. You're buying something and immediately burying it. I understand it's a sign of respect.
What is the alternative? What is it? There's like a, you can get like a poverty like scholarship?
I think you can get like a rental coffin in the funeral home for the viewing, but then they're buried in like a fucking Old West rectangle. Mm-hmm.
I just never even thought about that.
I would just say, like, you just burn me, throw the ashes in the sea. Like, you don't even, you do the funeral, then, like, right,
you feel,
there.
Your family's going to feel guilty.
Yeah.
T, sway me one way.
Here's the thing. You know what would help this working till you die racket? You didn't have to give away 30% of all the money you made every time.
Everything comes back to taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
So you're going to pick the funeral business?
No, it's working till you die.
Oh, it is working.
We could easily rectify it right now.
All right, so work till you die is going to move on.
Get rid of the government. Get rid of taxes.
Yes.
Public schools should not exist.
Also true.
We already have the roads.
No more driver's licenses.
You don't need more roads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a borderline anarchist. I want no government.
What about potholes?
Who gives a shit?
I'm all for a carless society.
New York City recently, they ain't fixing those anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
They need to tax us more.
Yeah, that's the problem.
If you complain about it, then it's like, oh, we'll tax you more.
Okay, and the next up we have the 3 seed versus the 14. The 3 seed is college, and college encompasses everything that involves college, like college textbooks cost. And I think specifically with college textbooks, having to pay for the book that your professor wrote,
that should
specifically
be illegal.
It should absolutely be a crime.
And they're never fucking bound. Now the books are loose leaf.
Yes, exactly. It's disgusting.
They don't even give you a book now. It's just all online.
I was about to say, it's even worse now because you can't even get them secondhand.
Yeah.
Are they still using textbooks?
No, they do it online so that you can't resell the book.
That's disgusting. Oh. That was the only silver lining. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely disgusting. And like on top of that, obviously, like, almost none of the stuff I feel like anyone ever learns in college, unless it's like math and science stuff, you are going to use in your regular job. Like, they're going to teach you everything you need to know basically right then and there. So massive scam. That's going up against the 14C, which is, I believe, from Owen. Chapstick. I know. I think Nick is against this.
I am the biggest Chapstick guy maybe ever.
Yeah, I think I'm with Owen in that. I think Chapstick is a mess.
If I leave the apartment and I don't have it, I will immediately go to a Duane Reade and buy some.
I can't.
All right, and that's a testament to my point. You're addicted to it.
Yeah.
No, my lips get chapped without the Chapstick.
And then you know what you do real quick?
No, that's a... You're done. Don't ever do that to me.
Am I going first?
Wait, do we remember the last time we did? The last time we did had Big T on. Big T was very quick.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to fuck Nick if he could fuck any of us.
A gun to his head.
Right.
But that's because we're the closest, I think.
Yeah, probably. Well, Road Dogg and I have had some good memes.
We've had some good memes.
I meant literally. I'm the easiest to fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you say? Like, you're like, he was going to... he'd make it funny or something? Like, yeah, well, first thing I want when I'm fucking my friend is for him to make it very funny.
It would lighten the mood.
Some levity. this is very hard for me. I hate both of these things. I hate Chapstick with a passion.
Mm.
I do find it to be an outrageous scam. I think Owen was good to come up with that. But college, I mean, you want to talk... This is more of the government stealing your money.
Fact.
He was so perfect to have on this.
As much as I hate Chapstick, and I do hate it, and I refuse to ever use it ever for any reason, I got to go college because it's just more of the government overlords just taking your money. And here's the other thing, too. Nobody ever checks if you went to college. I'm sure if you're a doctor or a lawyer, they check that, like, you really went to that law school. Nobody's ever asked me. Nobody's ever called the University of Tennessee and said, did this guy really go there? You just lie. I know an employee here who was working here saying he had a college degree that he had not yet obtained and still had another semester that he did while he worked here.
Wow.
Nobody ever checks.
Give me a hint.
No, I'll tell you later. I mean, it's not a big deal. Like I said, nobody here is using
a
degree meaningfully. But, like, nobody ever checks. It's all a scam. It's just the government and paying that off till you die.
mm-hmm.
which you have less money to do because the government's taking it from the job that you acquired by going there and giving them the money in the first place.
Man. He's making great points.
He's radicalizing.
The government. The biggest scam is just the government. It's just the government. That's the scam.
Yeah. The thing is, too, like a lot of your loans end up going through the U.S. government. So, like,
precisely.
Like you could have some through Navient or whatever, but, like, a lot of them are just your state loans or whatever, and, like, subsidized loans. So, yeah, I think Big T is, in fact, spitting. But, Nick?
Yeah, college textbook. I mean, I love ChapStick. Always have, always will. But, again, I'm looking around. I have the plushest lips in the room, and I have the biggest lips in the room, and they're real for all those online. And you guys wouldn't understand. Like, I got a frictionless environment on my face. And I'm insanely... I'm kissable. Okay.
Very lubricated.
That's why I would fuck him.
Thank you, Big T. College, I thought, would be good until I got a job in that field and I just had to, like, relearn everything.
Yeah. From scratch.
Yeah. I learned how to use... I have my BFA in design. And I learned how to code. I learned, like, the technical aspect. But there's so much, like, that you don't know. And then I learned that, like, a lot of, like, wealthy foreign students from other countries were buying designers' portfolios and using them as their own to get jobs. Like, high-profile design. And that's it. So you can just lie.
Very easily. It's very, very simple. And I think to the point of bigger scams here, college reeks trillions of dollars worth of scam money. Like, ChapStick, at most, you're spending, what, like a dollar per tube?
Yeah.
How often is that, right? So just keep that in mind.
I think one more thing they scam you with is, like, it's the best years of your life. But, like, if you weren't there, there would be an alternative to, like, having that fun as well.
Yeah. I disagree.
No, because, like, if college was not a thing and you're that age... It would just be the same thing living next to your friends, but with a job instead of classes.
Yeah, and that's nothing like it.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's nothing like it. Like what we do now, like we hang out and we live close to each other. It's nothing like college.
But if college wasn't a thing, I think in those years after high school, there would be like a close alternative.
There was a...
All right, we're done with high school. We have jobs.
Campus,
let's get an apartment
campus
together.
Campus life, the dorms, yeah. The fraternities, the parties, the sports.
I think there would still be... Okay, sports maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a very unique experience.
Has anyone ever gone to junior college and be like, this is sweet. This is the best time of my life.
I don't think so. I very highly doubt it. It's a good point. But still...
That's kind of what you're describing.
Not at all. I'm saying if college was not a thing, I just think there would be something to fill the void. With young people.
For having fun. Yeah. Like you could still go out, drink, sleep with people.
Yeah. Well, there would be
most of that majority, like, of that stuff.
Neighborhoods with young kids.
It would still be significantly harder, though, than it is in college.
Yeah, but you're working like a job. Like, I don't know. It's different because college, you're not working. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Convenience of it is huge, I think, to factor in here. Che.
Sorry about the impossible hypothetical.
College is a scam. But it is perfection. It is the best time. It's like your perfect age. Everyone else is doing the same shit as you. I recently, and I kicked this around like several years ago, but like if you could go back to being 18 and like just starting college, would you give like $1 million to have all the knowledge you have right now? I feel like I would. And I obviously pay that off over time. I'm nowhere close to $1 million right now. But
I think I'd do worse in college if I went back right now with like all the knowledge.
Yeah,
so much fun, and you'd have, you know, you could obviously get to a position, and you know, maybe you are at your dream job right now, but you could have set yourself up to do that sooner or things like that. So I don't know, I think college is perfection. ChapStick is the absolute worst. Whether it's regular ChapStick brand, whether it's Burt Bees, whether it's some other shit, out on all of it. As soon as you use it, you have to use it again very soon. You become an addict, you get hooked.
Looking at your crusty ass face right now.
So definitely not ChapStick. I will use it if I'm in a bind, though. If my lips are actually chapped.
But you're not a real ChapStick hater.
I mean, funny.
I've used it. I'm not going to suffer because there's something that's out there that can cure me, essentially, but I'm aware of I don't want to continue to apply it.
It doesn't really cure as so much alleviate the symptoms, to be fair, too. It's like very, very temporary, like the most temporary fix. Yeah. So you're voting for ChapStick?
Yes.
Better scam? Okay. KB?
What is the scam of ChapStick? What are you guys saying? You saying it makes your lips more chapped?
That it doesn't actually.
It's a solution in search of a problem.
Yeah, but no one's like you have, you buy this, then you need this to like support your family.
The chapstick industry does.
Yeah.
It's a fun little treat, a little flavor.
Oh yeah, we're lips. Saying that it makes your lips more chapped.
Does it?
Is that a thing?
Is that that's what we see arise? Yeah.
It's a cycle.
So you're saying if you never use it, like as soon as you use it, you're fucked because then your lips are going to get chapped.
If you don't have it.
I don't like the scam of Burt's Bees that it's like frames itself as this like small town beekeeper guy when it's like
fucking factory.
It's a huge
one.
It's like
really.
It's like a $1 billion company.
Yeah,
multi billion even.
Quite
low. Who's even like who's shoving chapstick down our throats? Where is there even chapstick. Marketing for it?
Walked into Duane Reade downstairs recently. They got a whole
It's just like if you want candy. This, you can buy it. No one's like you need this. To, I don't know for your medical.
The internet pressures you. If you guys have ever had a picture of you online with chapped lips,
they let you know.
It's tough.
It's college.
All right, Owen.
So I was arguing your hypothetical just as my like reason. I don't know.
It's fine.
I just meant because work, you do 40 hours a week. High school, you do 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a lot more than college. It's just like an hour a day, maybe. So you have a lot of free time. It's not worth the $60,000 a year, but I don't know. I would go back and do it because it's a...
I don't regret stuff. It.
Yeah.
Didn't want
it is just a scam, though. It's like you're paying for... Not actually for the schooling versus the only thing that you want from it is the fun, I would say, versus...
Yeah, and I think that fun is, like, worth it. I don't know.
Depending on where you go to school.
I wouldn't, skip school. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it depends.
You went to Manhattan College?
Did go to Manhattan.
So not
in Manhattan, by the way.
It's
that's
in the Bronx.
Another scam.
In
Riverdale.
Bronx, yeah.
Every year the NCAA, the conference tournaments come around, they're like, oh, Manhattan, and they're playing in the Bronx. It pisses me off.
I will note that. So, like, I started at Manhattan, and I finished my degree at Baruch College, which is a commuter school. So much worse. So much. It is the fun was the only thing I wanted from college. Because once you're going to commuter school, it becomes work. And it's horrible.
I guess the life experience from college is bundled into that package, and that's good.
I get so depressed when I hear someone's going to like Navy or Army. It's like, dude, that sucks.
All right, college is going to move on. Next, we have Nick hated that I included this one. I know the 10-seed stuffed animal claw game. Stuffed animal claw game is. We were debating it before. Nick said that the success rate of tries on the machine is probably a little bit less than 10%, which I think it's
the perfect success rate. Enough for the thrill to be there. Like, wow, I achieved this.
And it's not a game of chance. I'm excellent at it. You saw me at Denny's.
He's good.
$3, three stuffed animals.
But what percentage of
that's ROI
that use that machine? And you can put this on like any carny game too, but like... What percentage of people that use a claw machine do you think actually succeed?
I think it is set like
they can't
computerized for like the which one
like an actual claw.
I think sometimes the claw clenches harder.
I think that's
a definition
proven.
Of a scam.
I think it's all school based and it's usually just kids doing it who are shorter and can't get a vantage point.
That well, the way you described it is a definition of a scam, which makes this
okay. Yeah,
all carnival games are scams.
That's going up against the number 7 seed, the popular vote in a presidential election, which is meaningless. And yet people still, like, you got to go out and vote, vote or die, do all this shit. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Owen, you get to go first. Popular vote versus the stuffed animal crane game.
Can I go last?
Why don't you, yeah. Make sure to elaborate on your answer.
All right, Big T.
You want me to go first?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. We serious?
Are you going,
a claw machine, though.
You can be good at a claw machine. I haven't done one in many years, but I used to be very good at them.
Thank you.
I would like to go with Nick sometime. You want to go to D&B sometime?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, well, we all know.
Buster just starts sweating seeing you two roll in. $20 power card.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There were rides in the Capitol over this number 7 seed.
Yeah. Nick. It only is aired to, like, start fights.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a point of contention.
And it's meaning. It's.
Again, I think it should matter.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But it doesn't.
And that's what makes it a scam. And that. And the fact that it's presented as if your vote actually means something is a huge scam by the government.
Voting is a scam.
That too, in general, unless it's like on a poll on Twitter for something dumb, then it really does matter.
That's a scam too. It's a lot. It's very skewed.
What are you freaking out about back there?
Do you vote?
This is, I mean, I'm just loving how much you hate the government. It's it's incredible.
No, everything about the U.S. government is a scam, a ruse. I mean, it's the biggest racket we got going.
I'm also excited for college versus electoral college.
Do you vote?
Yeah.
I haven't since I've lived here, but that was only for one election.
Okay.
And like living here,
your vote wouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The other place I lived, I guess it didn't matter either. But
yeah.
I actually think if, because Democrats always say we should move to a popular vote and then they'd always win, which is not true. There are millions of Republicans that live in California, New York who don't vote and it would all even out. If you want to move to a popular vote, that's fine. But then they're just like, oh, look who had the popular vote. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's not. Well, that's the whole game. And that comes down to it being a big ass scam. So you're going to pick the popular
vote. Yeah.
Jay?
I don't know a lot about politics. Popular vote is just what, like, you're summing up all everything, and that's like,
it's the exact number. It's the exact number and percentages.
And there's the, like
3.2 million.
Correct. So you can have like
55% of the popular
16
vote.
Hillary had more votes in the popular vote, but didn't win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think like an 18-year-old K2 addict deserves the same
the same amount of say in who runs the government?
So I think that an 18-year-old K2 addict could be pretty good at the claw game because I don't think it's rigged. So I don't think that's a scam. So it has to be the popular vote.
Popular vote, moving on. But KB, would you vote for it?
Yeah, arcade games aren't a scam. We know what it is, and that's the thrill of it.
Owen?
Yeah, it's a sunk cost. I would go with the popular vote as well.
Fair enough. All right. And lastly, we have the number 2 seed versus the number 15 seed. The 2 seed is a combination of both pyramid schemes and Ponzi schemes. I was like, we could put them separate, but I feel like they're like almost...
I think they're... Are they the same thing?
No. So like a Ponzi scheme is like you're paying one person to pay another. A pyramid scheme is like... It's like multi-level marketing. So like that multi-level marketing includes like Herbalife, Mary Kay. The food pyramid, by the way, I'm counting underneath pyramid schemes.
Okay.
Just because it's definitely, it's also a huge amount of bullshit. Anything multi-level marketing.
Cutco knives.
Cutco knives, vector marketing.
You should have seen my mom's eyes light up.
Yeah, we probably were the victim of the same person because
her name was Caroline. She came in, she cut a penny in half.
Yes!
What?
Yeah. The penny, knife? I remember that vividly. Yeah.
Never mind, this isn't a scam anymore. She cut a penny in half.
She cut the penny in half.
And my mom, you know, $300 worth of knives. Right there.
Jesus. All right. Well,
but it wasn't like, oh, we believe you. It was more like we feel bad that you
it's a high school
traveled
door to door.
The pyramid / Ponzi schemes are going up against the number 15 seed, which I think Owen suggested, which I love this one. Bathroom attendants.
Hate them. Fuck. Hate them.
It makes me hold my piss.
They won't go into the bathroom.
You have to pay to use the bathroom. That person, the attendant, has to sit all night in a shit box and like... They're essentially, I feel like they're more, the reason they're actually there is that they're providing security for all the bathroom trinkets, like all the cologne and all the like the little shit, the mints, like all mints, that. They're just there providing security. Like, they're not actually there to help you. So they're a huge scam. I think that was a great pick, Owen, but you get to go first. Bathroom attendants versus the pyramid / Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, even if they're guarding the trinkets, I don't really need the fucking trinkets. I don't need like mints when I'm at the bathroom. Yeah, it's the worst. It's just an awkward interaction every time.
Terrible.
I'll go with that.
They pay a dollar every time you use the bathroom. It sucks. KB.
Pyramid schemes have been around for so long. We're in the age of social media where it's been very documented that these are a scam and people are still, college graduates are still falling for them every day. Mm-hmm. Rumfish, a strip mall bar in Bridgeville, PA, had a bathroom attendant and shouldn't have. Shouldn't have.
That does not sound like a town that
could
needs...
not do cocaine in there.
That's what they're there for, really, right?
Yeah. That's like the cocaine capital. And they just, you couldn't. Yeah, it's pyramid schemes.
Oh, it's pyramid schemes. Okay, you really had me convinced on bathroom attendants there. All right, Jay.
Some of them, they're always in jolly, usually.
I kind of like bathroom attendants because, like, they soap your hands for you. They always get the, you know, the paper.
Oh, why do you
wait, why would you want someone to soap your hands?
I don't wash my hands after I piss, and now I feel like...
What, does that add any convenience?
Yeah, you don't have to touch the soap stuff.
Who gives a shit?
to touch their hands.
You're immediately getting soap on your hands. It doesn't matter if you touch something directly before getting soapy.
I guess that's fair. But
are you a big fan of the homeless people who like hold the door open at places in New York?
No, but I feel like these guys actually provide a service. And you're given what?
They don't provide a service.
That's providing the exact same amount of service as a homeless person opening the door for you.
Plus, you can take like, you know, blow pop or, you know, if you're feeling funky.
Nothing I like more than a bathroom blow pop.
Like a, you know, a Lifesavers breath mint or some cologne if they offer that if you're at like a nightclub. I think those people are like not bad at all.
No, this isn't, a strike against bathrooms.
Like I'm not saying they're bad people.
They have a terrible job.
I don't need to... People. I could do the soap by myself. I don't want to have to pay the $5.
Almost exclusively in fancy and upscale places.
It should be like a car wash.
Not really anymore.
You can't take like sometimes bars. You can't like shirtless mirror pics when you're at like Catch Steakhouse.
All right, you want to geotag that, and you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't find them annoying or unuseful at all.
So you're going with the pyramid and Ponzi scheme?
Pyramid and Ponzi scheme. Yeah, I have. I know some people that were previously caught up in that.
Yeah, I feel like you were personally.
And they're still falling for the same companies.
Yeah.
Airbon. Like, they're still, we all know about it, and they're still doing it.
Yeah. I had an internship opportunity in college, and it was with like I majored in finance and marketing. This was a finance one. It's for an insurance company. Like, okay, as part of your internship, here is, a packet. It's 100 names and numbers. Fill it out, and like we will meet with them. And so that day I was like, "This isn't
for me.
Yeah,
I'm hard out."
There was always an Avon pink Cadillac in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I remember.
If you sell enough Avon, they give you.
It was always at St. Vincent's School.
Cadillac. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bad, but I hate when I'm like in the bathroom and I wash my hands and there's no towels and I look and the guy's always holding.
Yeah, he's like guarding them.
Are there a girl bathroom attendants in the
room? Yeah, so I asked about this. I asked because I was curious about it. There are girl bathroom attendants.
Okay. Yeah, and it's, what's the thing, a free mint that's been shitting it, like sitting in the shit room all day? Like, that's the last place I would want my mints to be marinating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pop that. No. And it's just a lot of pressure. I've like taken out cash or like borrowed a dollar from somebody outside to go like drop in there. It's bathroom attendants, but no knock against them. It's a job. But
it's a knock against the whatever establishment forces them to do that, because to the point of it being like a homeless person's service, like you're forcing this person to do arguably one of the more degrading jobs.
What is the point? They're not choosing.
So you don't do drugs or fight. It's like strip clubs and clubs.
But I'm sure it's like, these people, like they want, or they need a job, or like they get. I'm sure that bathroom attendant isn't the job they sign up for. Like they're like, yeah, I'm a bar back or whatever. You're doing something like, yeah, we need you to man the shitter today. Like that just seems like it's so degrading to me that any place would do that to an employee.
But again, they're in pretty nice places. I feel so like it's not like
the sports
really
bar across
gross.
From Yankee Stadium has one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Rumfish in Bridgeville had one.
Yeah. Okay. There's a homeless guy in Fideye that opened doors for people, but then they put in an automatic door, so now he's just like karate chopping in front of the fucking door, dude.
It's like I respect that. I'll tip those. Awesome. I'll give those guys money.
Yeah,
I'm like dreading the day that homeless people like learn how to use Venmo, because my excuse is always I don't have cash.
I got caught in Washington Square Park one time. I just like you. I say I don't have any cash, man. Sorry. Guy goes, I have Venmo and Cash App. So then you're really caught with
your
pants
fucked.
Down
yeah,
because
yeah.
you've made the implication like, oh, I would give you money, I just can't.
Yeah.
Now you can. So I had to. I gave the guy. I was like, "But you can't give him a dollar on Venmo." That's it. So
yeah,
I had
yeah,
to give
yeah.
him $5.
Should have been like, "Do you have Zelle?"
Yeah,
yeah.
If they had like even just a little square thing that you plug into your iPhone for like a credit card swipe, I'd be so fucked.
And at the risk of sounding insensitive, if you've got Venmo, you're not homeless, or you shouldn't be at a bare minimum.
It's, yeah.
If you have this free app, yeah. you're not homeless.
Well, if you've got an iPhone. I mean, those things are $1,700.
Yeah.
Unless you're tied to a carrier, in which case, I mean, he's paying $80 a month.
All right.
He gets that Venmos. Yeah.
80 a month can get you a place in Manhattan.
Nick.
To the Bronx.
Bathroom attendants.
It's bathroom attendants.
You get to break the tie, Big T. Bathroom attendants.
It's for sure bathroom attendants. I don't know that I've ever been to a place that had a bathroom attendant, though, to be honest with you.
Really? We have to bring
company party.
Yeah, the company party did have one.
Where?
On the roof of whatever that place was. Yeah.
Wasn't there. It was in Omaha.
Oh, you were
dead. Yeah, I also didn't go to the one this year either because it was a Christmas party in February, and that doesn't make sense.
I was also in the middle of that big stand for something, and I was just like, bad idea. Yeah.
But
I didn't
go
because I don't want to hang out with my coworkers.
That was the main reason. The reason I told people was that it doesn't make sense to celebrate Christmas on a Wednesday night in February.
Yeah, it was clearly, they said holiday party a bunch of times.
They said holiday party. That's why you didn't go.
It just happened to be the first time it was around Christmas, and then it just so happened. Anyway.
They weren't keeping it in Christmas.
Right. Yeah, it's bathroom attendance. What goes hand in hand with this is, I don't know if this is on your list, but these establishments now that have an iPad where they just
I make sure they're looking at me when I hit no tip. I tipped the self checkout at Uniqlo yesterday. Yeah. Dude, someone I saw TikTok, and they said, whenever I see an iPad at checkout, like, I know I'm going to tip for something I've never had a tip for before in my entire life.
No, I'm not me, brother.
Yeah, no tip. Okay, you know what?
If I sit down for something, I will tip you.
All right, we're gonna substitute one of these with
that needs thing. To be on it.
Okay, which one are we gonna substitute? The Manti Te'o. I think it's Manti Te'o, but like Manti Te'o.
It's already won two rounds.
Yeah, I can't.
Taxes has got to be there.
Yes.
Tinder Swindler swap.
I don't care about
that.
iPad.
So bad.
Checkout. All right, iPad checkout versus Dr. Love. You go first.
I mean, those aren't even close. iPad checkout for me. Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere now. It is everywhere.
And it's brought to you by the company Toast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck them, dude.
Fuck that company.
A bunch of my friends work there.
I feel like some attendants are becoming aware of this. Like, there's this smoothie place I'll go to if I'm like running late and like there's time before my next train. And I'll go there, and sometimes the guy will just be like, all right, this is the smoothie he wants, and he'll just like hit no tip for me and just turn around for the swipe. And I actually like that.
Is that because you have a history of no tipping? Because
No. Like the first time that guy, but then like other tenants and stuff like that will do the turnaround, you hit no tip or whatever. Yeah, I absolutely hate those things because you're right. Like, we haven't tipped historically for those services ever. Why would we start just because you bought an iPad? Like, no. So those are the worst.
iPad checkout,
yes, that's a champion.
It's that by a mile.
Okay,
and it's like you shouldn't have to, but then you get like caught. You make eye contact with them, and then you have to do at least a dollar.
That was a great pull.
You sure don't. I encourage you. You don't.
All right, Owen, you go first in this next matchup as we go on through our playoffs. The 16 seed Manti Te'o Fake Girlfriend versus number 8 seed Taxes.
I guess Taxes is the bigger bigger scam for sure. But the Manti Te'o, I remember following that 2012 Notre Dame team with my dad, and then just that getting like pulled out from under us. I think that is why like it wasn't a huge story, like, or got suppressed, like Nick said. People were like embarrassed that they like loved this guy and were tricked by this guy, I feel like.
AB?
People have been faking significant others for a while. Like, Jan Brady did it back in the day. But the fact that he faked her death as well to try to get out of it, right?
He did.
There was no one that died.
Nope.
It's him, yeah.
All right, Manti Te'o.
Is this Manti Te'o or Dr. Love?
It's Manti Te'o versus Taxes.
Oh, Taxes.
Two for Taxes, Nick. Taxes
my Te'o. God.
Do I even have to ask?
Big T has radicalized me.
Now I do have to ask, Big T, Taxes versus the iPad checkout.
Fuck.
Yep, that is Taxes.
It
worse.
It is in itself. It's like, yeah.
It's Taxes, but
it's extra tax.
It's not as bad.
At least the taxes, in that sense, they go to an employee, ostensibly.
Oh, you like, think?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Do they even have an option to skip?
You have to click zero, which is like, it's a poverty move.
PFT, you entered just in time to finish out our playoffs.
Big T's having a moral quandary.
Yeah, right now we're in the middle of our Eastern Conference Finals. It's the number 8 seed Taxes versus the number 13 seed the iPad checkouts, where you have to tip for shit you've never tipped for in your entire life.
See, this is the most classic Big T debate of all time because it goes to like a deeply firmly held political belief that he has. Going up against a minor inconvenience thing.
Well, that's not a minor inconvenience. They're trying to change the fabric of society to make the service industry it's taxes because that's, you know, it's a legal obligation you have to give your labor to the government.
So wait, you hate tipping people? Is that what we're getting at?
No, if I sit down for something and you provide, I will service. Tip for that. Yeah. Right. If I'm I'm trying to think what the most ridiculous one I've had recently is, but like you walk into a place, they hand you something, and then what? And you don't tip for that.
So sometimes
crazy talk.
I will tip if I'm at like a convenience store or a bodega, and they just sell me something, and then they have the audacity to put a tip line on it, even though like I'm just buying, I don't know, like a pack of gum. They're like, "Do you want to tip this person?" I'm like,
yeah, I fall for it. Yeah. Ask. Yeah. Yeah, and I usually tip.
I do every time there's a tip line, I assume that I'm supposed to do it.
Yep.
I'm very dumb.
So we got one for taxes, Nick.
Taxes are so ingrained in society. This is like a new thing, and people have just accepted it. And I don't know why. They just came at a perfect point in time where people, these fucking bleeding hearts, right?
Mentally weak. The mentally weak have accepted it. That's correct.
True. Like,
and you've never done it. You've never done it.
I sure don't think so.
Are you allowed to write -$1?
Ooh, for asking, yeah.
I'll try it.
Like, I usually have no thoughts on the service, but I would think negatively about the service when they ask for something like, they hand me a piece of bread and I owe them $1, personally.
You ever asked? I asked once, like, do people do this a lot? And the guy was just like, yeah, a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, didn't you trip tip for drugs at a bodega?
What?
Well, that's what you should tip.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If there's anything you should, yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of effort that goes to get to the drugs to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even think there's a skip option when I get like a coffee to go.
I wonder if you can tip a cop for like writing you a ticket.
Yeah.
People that's next. No,
the government will sure think of that. That's coming.
he's been so good.
Brought to you by Toast. They're going to have a toast.
Yep.
Little wireless thing. They're going to come up to your car and be like, "Would you like to tip?"
I'm all for that.
You know what? When
cleaning up the streets.
People hate cops less if they kind of took the Hooters model and had just like complete babes come up and write you a ticket.
Absolutely.
I feel like yes.
Society. Yeah, it works.
All cops are babes.
Hooters is a sponsor of our.
Highways would be a death trap.
Hooters is delicious.
Oh, yeah. It's leaning good. Over to ask for the license and registration.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh.
God damn it. I think you just solved the crisis.
When I got caught smoking weed in the Kent State Memorial, I saw the female cop approaching, and we all were like, should we run? And I was like, no, I kind of want to see. I kind of want to meet her.
You got to fund these police more.
I kind of want to meet her.
What are you picking, Nick?
No, I think it's the iPad tipping.
KB goes on a crime spree.
Here's the female cop.
I got a hot date tonight. He smashes a window.
I delicately placed the bowl down on the ground and just let her come take me away.
All right, Shay, taxes or the iPad tip?
I feel like the iPad tip almost is the new taxes, but it's like regular. So instead of doing it either quarterly or yearly, like you are just paying death by paper cuts, basically. Mm-hmm.
Tax on the polite.
That's also sales tax, by the way. That's another way.
It's another part of the scam of the government, yes.
Have you guys ended up buying a red nose at Walgreens yet? I got a fucking apartment full of them.
Yeah, I'm always given $1, 59 cents for St. Jude.
That's how it started. Would you like to round up to donate to...
Yeah, but they're giving you foam red clown noses.
You're Walmart. Yeah. You give.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You could solve this whole thing.
It's literally like the richest guy in America. Yeah. Hey, can I get a quarter?
Sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's 16 cents.
Homeless guy. All right, so Chet, you going with taxes?
No, I think I'm going with the...
iPad tips.
Yep.
Two for iPad tips.
Yeah, I'm all for iPad awareness, so let's move that on. Yeah.
You don't round up?
Absolutely not.
I round up on some things. It depends on the situation. Owen?
iPad.
iPad tipping, moving on, but PFT, what would you...
I would say iPad tipping, but it's something that I do all the time. Like, I fall for the scam all like every day.
Mm-hmm. And that makes it a good scam.
It's a good scam. It works.
You're also like a mega rich, mentally weak liberal.
That's also true. Right. Bona fide fact.
Yeah. All those, check.
Oh, fuck yes.
All right, we got 10 minutes left, so we're going to fly through the rest of
I'm actually dumb as shit if I'm super rich and also liberal, right?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Like I
do believe you're acting against your own interests.
Yeah. Well, you're poor and conservative, so that's...
Well, that's flip side of the coin.
Yeah. Living in West Village.
See, you get to go first on the side of the bracket. Number 3 seed college versus the number 6 seed your pick, working till you die.
Yeah, I actually think like I want to go with college on this one because college is, I think it's been proven to be, unless you go into certain fields, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want a high school dropout building my planes for me. But for the most part, like, I got my degree.
That really is rich, huh?
I got, yeah. I have a very strict protocol like who I allow to service my plane. But no, I feel like, so I got a degree in English literature, and I just basically paid for 4 years so I can get a piece of paper at the end saying, like, I was in a college town for 4 years. And also, what they don't tell you is you can just lie about going to college.
Yeah, that's
true.
People don't check up on that ever. So that feels like a big scam to me, but I got to go, like, in the grand scheme of things, working until you die is kind of the pits.
Yeah.
Ever see, like, somebody that's just, like, too old to be in the workforce? They're working a job where you know the wages are very low. Like, that's a scam. Like, that's tough. So I'm going to do honorable mention for college.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it made it this far, but I'm going to go working until you die.
Working until you die, Owen?
Yeah, I'm going to go with working until you die as well.
It's good. It's very tough to beat, KV.
Yeah, like 72-year-olds at my concrete plant. My local concrete plant. It's sad.
It's very sad. Jay, send it through.
Working until you die.
Working until you die is going to move on. Number six seed. Next up, we have, in Big T, you go first, bathroom attendance versus the popular vote.
How did bathroom attendance...
See, like, the bigger scam is bathroom attendance.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger problem is people thinking the popular vote matters.
True.
So I don't know how to square
reconcile
those.
This. Okay.
I get, in terms of the bigger scam, it's bathroom attendance.
I think that's about the easiest way to do that.
Well, because the other part just goes to the biggest scam we have going in our country. It's just stupid people.
Yeah.
So which probably should have been on this list, but I guess not a scam.
It's not really a scam. They're the people that fall for the scam.
It's a plague. But yeah, it's bathroom attendance.
Bathroom attendance, Nick.
Yeah, it's bathroom attendance. I'm paying to piss.
Paying to go to the bathroom.
You could do that in Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Jay.
Up to like $1.26.
What was the non-bathroom attendance? I like
popular vote.
It's popular vote, then.
It's popular vote. This guy loves bathroom attendance. KB.
Who is benefiting from a bathroom attendant besides the bathroom attendant making whatever it makes?
The establishment.
With bad breath.
That's a salary, though. Pits. Do you have to pay that person a salary?
I don't think they get paid salary.
Or what is it? Just tips?
I feel like
it's even worse.
You think it's like just tips?
I feel like it's like a server or a bartender. Some,
I don't think that's legal.
Well, they get paid probably like $2.15 an hour.
Yeah.
As opposed to like risking like a fight or damage in the bathroom?
I have no clue. Like, I mean, were the more
drug overdose
safeguards of cologne and trinkets in the bathroom. That's their actual job.
I had I was in Nashville and I was in this like brewery type area, and it was they had a bathroom attendant in a place I did not expect a bathroom attendant, but this guy was awesome. He was like
they are cool.
He was immediately like on the. So I walked up to the sink, boom, the water's already on. He had the towel in his hand, and he was telling me scores of sports games that were on.
Oh, okay,
that's cool.
Have a TV on.
Do you have hands and a phone?
Yeah, he was like the bottom line on ESPN, but in human form. So I tipped him every time.
Yeah, I would tip him for that at the very least. So you're gonna go.
I'll go bathroom attendant.
Bathroom attendants, Owen?
Yeah, bathroom attendants in the same way as the iPad. It's like not everything should you shouldn't have to tax and
tip
everything.
They're going to have an iPad soon.
They will 100% have
it. Sure they do, yeah.
All right, so PFT, you go first. Bathroom attendants versus work until you die to get into the finals.
So I walked in a little bit late. I thought we were doing popular vote first.
Popular vote already lost.
Yeah, who would you have voted for against?
Well, I'm just curious because I don't know what the context was because I came in late about the popular vote being
just a scam. It's a scam because it's meaningless. It means nothing.
Okay, got it. But no, to answer the question, I think I'm going to go working until you die over bathroom attendance. What if it's like a combination? What if it's an old bathroom attendant?
It has to work. Until
that's the biggest.
That's tough.
It's heartbreaking.
Owen?
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking about that.
I don't know, a young bathroom attendant is sad, too.
It's true, yeah. Like at the ground level?
Yeah.
Just need my foot in the door.
The mailroom job at a restaurant.
Yeah, it's working until you die.
It's two.
Because everybody always thinks there'll be a little part where they're not working.
Mm, they're wrong.
But a lot of people just work right up into it.
Yep, that. Well, I also think people, they should be doing something.
Until they die?
I think people want to.
Like, it'll be a Walmart
I think
greeter.
It's a brainwash.
Yeah.
Because I don't... I would want to do something.
I hate that hypothetical, though. If I won the lottery, I'd come to work the next day.
No, that's
not. Nah, yeah, you wouldn't.
Not the next day. I might make my way back there eventually out of sheer boredom.
Sure.
But the next day, I'm fucking out. I'm not waking up the next day. I'm passed out for at least like 24 hours.
I don't hate it because I think life is just boring, especially as you age. It's so boring.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, working till you die, you going to send it home?
Against bathroom attendants?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, how great would it be if you were like at a dinner and like DVRing like a sports game or something like that off your phone? Bathroom attendant tells you the score of a game.
Spoils it for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, a bathroom attendant that just tells movie spoilers would be funny.
You got 4 minutes to decide our champion. Big T, the iPad tip machine or work until you die?
See, I think this is just as difficult as taxes versus that because working till you die is very attached to taxes. But the rage I fill with when I purchase something and they turn around and want a 20% tip.
Like a chunky bar with extra raisins.
Sure, that. Anything you want. And they want to be tipped. It enrages me. It fuels my fire. It's the iPad tip.
iPad tip. Nick?
Working till you die, just seeing like an 87-year-old that works at, you know, that has a teenage manager, it breaks my heart. And it's, those people don't want to work. Their fingers hurt all the time. It's sad, it sucks, but they have no choice. At least you can forego the tip.
Yeah.
They have no choice. It's something they got to do. So,
work
until you die.
Jay.
It's got to be the iPad tip. I mean, it's so commonplace. It affects everyone. Work until you die, I feel like, affects the old that have not budgeted properly.
Well, yeah,
it's their fault. Yeah. No, he's completely correct.
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're 100% right. They fucked up.
Should have bought less avocado toast.
Should have gone to college.
Yeah. Should have went to college. KB.
Yeah, don't die, pussy. It's the iPad.
It's the iPad. You can send it home, Owen.
I will. It's the iPad.
Yes. iPad tip.
I love
PFG,
this.
I'm happy with that winner.
Can we let them know? Can we let Toast know they won?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're gonna tweet at them.
If it was going to be up to me and it was like either or, I would have said iPad tip too because that's a much funnier outcome.
Yes.
Like iPad tip over working until you die.
Yeah.
What I want.
Just like a shaky ass mechanic who's 95. Like, nah, it's fine. Fix my car.
I understand. That was a good bit. I understand why you chose the iPad.
So that's our grand champion of episode 32. The biggest scam is the iPad tip machines. Fuck those things. I hate tipping for stuff I don't. Never have tipped for my entire life. Remember, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, all that fun stuff. If you're on Spotify, you're probably already subscribed, but subscribe again, unsubscribe, resubscribe, as PFT invented. But until then, from PFT, Owen, KB, myself, Che, Nick, and Big T, we will see you.
Wait, go back to this main view. The way you're sitting makes it look like you just have a very dark pussy lips.
Zoom in.
Yep.
Zoom it in.
Good. Take a look.
Very dark pussy lips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of does.
Why do they call you gray pussy?
He's right.
He's 100% correct. We'll see you next week.